WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mental Health Monday, a spin on your usual Motivation Monday. I'm still here to give you motivation, but I'm also here to talk about an important topic that we should all be aware of. On our fourth episode of Be Aware series, we're going to talk about mental health. I'm not alone in the studio today. I have two people in here with me. I have Les Jenkins and Noah Henderson. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we're going to get into today's episode. So whoever wants to go first.
This is Les Jenkins. I'm from Coleman, Alabama, VP of Operations at HH Technology, married with three children.
This is Noah Henderson, and I also work at HH Technologies in the engineering department, and I'm a youth pastor in Coleman County, which is just right in the same town, right there where we're from and stuff. So,
well, I'm very glad to have them in here. Les Jenkins is a really great friend of mine. I met Noah today. They're great people. I wouldn't have anyone else in the studio with me today. So this week's episode, it's going to be set up a little different than our usual episodes. Instead of having a quote and stories and music, we're going to have advice from people that actually deal with mental health, and we're going to have stories from people that deal with mental health issues, specifically Noah and Les. And then I'm going to have a playlist at the end, which is not what I usually do, but it's for everyone and anyone that needs to listen to a song that just picks them up. So first off, I want to start with mental health is something that affects 1 out of 5 people. And did you know that 1 in 5 children, either currently or at some point in their life, have had a severe mental health issue? 1 in 25 Americans lives with severe mental health illness, such as bipolar disease, major depression, all that stuff. And mental health isn't just a sickness. You can't just get rid of it overnight. It's a serious illness that some people just tend to overlook it and brush it off as a young people's disease. So I did a survey over the past few days, sending out to college students, adults, high schoolers, and many more people to figure out what advice they would give. And this is just a few that I've gotten from the University of Alabama campus. Don't forget to take care of yourself. Try to stay strong. It might be hard now, but hang in there and it will get better. Never give up. The sun will always shine again. Just because the night lasts longer than desire doesn't mean it will last forever. Also, never believe the lies you tell yourself. You are worthy and this is your life. You don't have to live it as a slave to your emotions. You are not alone. There is someone in every one of your classes that can relate to you or understand what you're going through. It is okay to not be okay. Don't be afraid to try different things, from exercise to medication to meditation. One day at a time, and talk to whoever will listen. If you are struggling, know this. It is okay to ask for help, and you are not alone. Someone somewhere will be there for you and listen to you. You just have to find them. And if you haven't heard it today, I'm proud of you. Keep going. Seek help. You can't do everything on your own. I've tried and it didn't work. When building a home, yes, you need a good foundation. But if you don't have a good enough support beams, no matter how good that foundation is, nothing will stand. Those support beams is what will keep your house strong. Even though you don't believe it, it truly gets better. And then for the last two, I'm going to let Noah and Les give some advice. So whoever wants to go first.
Yeah, this is Les Jenkins. You know, over the last couple of years managing it at the company that I work at, there's about 70 employees under me. You know, and what I've found is, you know, the mental health, it's real. You know, it affects people in different ways. There's different things that causes mental health. And what I have experienced in talking with people and helping them through their issues is that the biggest thing is people hold it in. You know, there's whether it be embarrassment or what it might be, they don't think anybody else is going through what they are. But surprisingly, even with the small company that we are, you know, a lot of people are dealing with some of the same things and they don't even know it because it's hard to talk about. You know, so the one thing I always try to do is make sure everybody knows that my door's open and, you know, that we'll get through it. You know, so the biggest advice I have is don't hold it in. You know, there's people that can help. There's people that will talk to you. And there's some go-tos that you think is easy to overcome them, you know, when you look at, you look at mental health, and you know, alcohol and drugs is probably the two things that people go to the most. You know, I've had experiences in my life that's what I'd done when I was going through a situation, and you know, all that may fix it for a short period of time, but it's not sustainable. You know, seek some real help, and you'll get through it. I promise you. Everybody that I've worked with over the last couple of years that's come to me with issues, we was able to overcome them. Some a lot greater than others, but there's people there that'll help you. I promise, and it's worth talking about. It's a real thing, and you know, everybody's hunting joy in their lives, right? That's the ultimate goal, and it's out there. I promise you. You don't have to go to a bad place to get it either. So. Noah and I talked for a couple hours on the way down here to Tuscaloosa, and you know, I enjoyed the ride down just talking about it, preparing for this. And Katie, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity for people to hear our voice and us to be able to try to help people in these situations. So.
Also want to mention before Noah takes the mic, they did drive all the way from Coleman, Alabama just to come record this at 6 o'clock at night. So I want to thank them both. I'll get more into it later, but first I'm gonna let Noah give some advice.
So this is Noah, and you know, I've been blessed to be a part of youth ministry and that kind of thing for the last year and a half or so, and you know, I deal with a lot of, you know, anything from middle school to high school to college age students. And you know, when you hear the topics like, you know, anxiety or depression or whatever it is, a lot of times, like Les kind of said, we see those things as weaknesses. You know, it's hard, especially as a man, to say, hey, I struggle with those things. But you would be crazy how many people hide things behind closed doors when really and truly they struggle with it. It's just, it's a hard thing to admit. And, you know, I think it's because it falls under the category of mental health. Is when you hear these kind of things, when you say anxiety and all that, you think, I've got a problem. And that it's hard to admit those kind of problems. And you know, people who have anxiety, what do they want? All they want is peace. People who have depression, all they want is hope. They want joy. Well, you know, and I'm not here to preach on here by any means, but being in youth ministry, Jesus tells us the fruits of the Spirit, if we follow Him, then we can have joy, hope, peace, and all those kind of things. You know, and I'm not here to beat Jesus into your head or nothing like that. I want to tell y'all guys, hey, there is a way. And it don't matter who you are or how far you think, you know, you've went down this road and have this problem. You're loved. Somebody cares about you. And hey, people are always willing to help. It's just, hey, have the strength to ask somebody. Have the strength to admit, you know, that you do struggle with them. It's not that you have a problem. You just, hey, you've got something you need to deal with just like everybody else does. So.
Yeah, and I used to think it was the crazy people that seeked help. It's the people that don't seek help are the crazy people. So.
That's right.
So, everyone knows I usually record Motivation Monday on my own, but I really just wanted to have actual people here who have been through actual stuff to talk on it, because I felt like I couldn't touch the basics of it. Les, he dealt with some stuff, and he also is a bystander. I wanted to have a person who has helped people through mental health. That way, if you're listening, you don't deal with mental health, and there's someone out there that needs your help, you can help them. And Noah here, he has been through a lot of stuff, and he knows how to get through it, how to help you. And I'm just really thankful that they were able to come down and they were able to record this with me. I know it's been a crazy day. We had bad weather yesterday and everything, but I still want to thank them so much for coming down. Before we get into their stories, though, I wanted to talk about the anonymous survey I did this past week. I sent out this survey over tons of different media platforms, such as Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, and I got a lot of anonymous answers. And you'd be surprised about how many responses I got. When I asked, do you have a mental health issue? 76% people said yes. And some people said no, and they were filling out the survey based on being a bystander and someone having mental health issues that they know. So I'm very glad that survey went out, and it will still be out. If you want to fill it out just to get something off your chest, please do. And, you know, we all need to be aware of this situation. So, yeah, I think that I'm done talking for now. I'm going to hand the mic back over to Les and Noah, and I'm going to let them talk about their stories, their mental health stories, and how they got through it, because you don't really understand mental health until you hear someone's story. So, who wants to go first?
So, this is Les. I have some personal experiences that I've been through in my life that definitely changed my life, from all the way back to some health issues early on in my life that changed me. Going through a divorce definitely changed me. You know, my son and I, Lakeland, she's talked about. It changed us through all that, our relationship. So some good, some bad. And, that's through that is when I learned anxiety was real. I never knew that, I'd heard people talk about anxiety and the feelings they have and not being able to breathe and heart rate not being able to stop. Well, I experienced all that through some of my hard times. And, I talked about drinking, being an easy fix, for a short period of time. I went through all of them emotions, and you got to find your peace and find your happiness, but it ain't through any of the negative things that'll get you there. It's not sustainable. And I'm so proud today. I was able to overcome that, all these issues. I'm married to Kim now, my beautiful wife. She has two beautiful daughters that I think of them like my own. And my son, I love him to death. He's here at the University of Alabama, which makes me so happy. Just a real quick story. Probably the second time I had anxiety in my life is when he come told me he wanted to go to the Auburn University, West Georgia, or what you want to call it. And so we overcome that, thank goodness, and he chose Alabama. But mentoring these people at work, one of the things that really gets me excited is to be able to help people and build them up, right? One of my things my management and leadership that I do is, as long as I can pick the people up around me, then it'll pick me up higher than I could ever go on my own. And, I've had a couple of things happen here recently with people that, they was having breakdowns, a complete breakdown. And, I had to learn what to do to help get them help and get them what they needed. The UAB hospital helped me with a couple of situations. And, there's a lot of people going through things. If you think you're on your own, I promise you, you're not. I've had a young lady that I've helped mentor. She had never been to a psychiatrist, but she was going through a lot of things, and I talked her into seeing one. And she came to me last week, shut my door in my office, and told me she felt like I'd saved her life by getting her to go to a psychiatrist, because she thought crazy people went to psychiatrists, right? She thought that, if she went and seen somebody that it wasn't a good thing. But she has come back to me now and said that I have saved her life, that she talked to somebody that's going through some of the same things that she is and is able to relate to her. I feel like with my platform, I was so happy that Katie asked me to come down. And, I invited Noah because I think so much of him. But, with my platform and just the small scale of people that I have, I want to make sure that I make it known mental health is real. You're not alone. My door's always open. You can come talk to me at any time. I make sure everybody knows that at work. And, they talked about mental health really going up when COVID hit. Right. And I truly believe it has. There's a lot of things that's caused it, from financials to people being cooped up for all the time, not being able to get out of the house, to, when you get COVID, you almost feel guilty, right? Because you can't be around anybody. So I do think it's added to it, but it's always been there. There's many situations that you can, that can get you in a mental health situation. But just know there's people out there to help you. I try to make it known at my company, anybody that's there, that has an issue, they can come talk to me. And, I love people like Noah here that's even reaching further out than that.
So I'm going to kind of touch on a little bit of what Les did too. But, I kind of want to get back even a little bit further, like what causes some of these problems. You know, like say we take anxiety as number one, for example, because I feel like to me that's the most common one I hear of when, you know, college and students and, I mean, even adults. And, you know, what causes that a lot of times? You know, we get so busy in life. We get so busy doing so many things that it's like the world's spinning so fast and we just can't keep up. And, you know, a lot of times that happens because we try to handle it by ourselves, and we can't handle it by ourselves. You know, we've got so many people like Les and, you know, all these kind of people that are trying to help, that if we're willing to go to them, that the help's there. We just got to look for it. You know, it's the same thing with depression or whatever. You know, it seems like so much bad can be going on. And I'll tell y'all right now, you know, a little bit about my story. So the last year and a half, me and my wife, we've been through a lot together. I've had close to 14 surgeries in the last year. And my wife, in that meantime, she's had two miscarriages. And, you know, it's been hard to keep a good attitude, both of us. You know, it's hard for me, you know, because I see how bad she's hurting with those losses and those stuff. And, you know, it's like so much is going on. Like, what do you do? And, you know, for me, the only thing I know how to do is, you know, put my hope in Jesus, and that's it. And that's, you know, that I don't want to sit here, I don't want to at all sound, me and Les kind of talked about this, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to beat Jesus into your head. I just want y'all to know that, hey, there is a way to handle it, and I can't tell you a better friend to handle it with than him. And, you know, the biggest, like I said, the biggest thing in college or adults or whatever is anxiety. And another thing that really causes that, I feel like, is not thinking you're good enough. You know, I see that more than anything. And I want you to know, if you're listening to this, hey, you're good enough. You can do whatever you want. But hey, the main thing I want to get across is be willing to be open about your struggles. And that's something I struggle with more than anything. So I feel like I'm being a hypocrite sitting here, you know, telling you guys that. But I know when I've done it, man, it's like it just takes a burden off of your shoulders completely. So, same as Les said, if y'all ever need anything, hey, seek out, find help. You know, whether it's in, if you got centers, rehabs, churches, whatever you got to go to, just go somewhere. You know, just don't let it get to the point. Don't let these mental health issues get to the point where you ever think about, I know it's a lot more serious, but think about taking your life or that kind of thing. Because, guys, I promise it's not worth it. And, you know, I've had some really good buddies that they have gotten such a dark place that it's so sad to me that that's where they go to. But I see how easily that it can be done if you try to bottle it in. Because I know when I bottle it in, you can get in some dark places. And guys, just don't do it, please. So that's really, Katie, all I want to say is thank you so much for the opportunity, guys. And hey, again, Jesus loves y'all. We love y'all. Don't think that you're not loved, and don't think that you can't handle this, because I promise you can.
Noah's a super inspiration in my life. You know, I went to him a couple of weeks ago. He just told his story of having all these surgeries over the last year and two miscarriages, you know, with his wife. And, man, he has such a great attitude, right? There's a lot of weight on him, but he has such a great attitude. And that's an inspiration to me to see a guy that rises above everything that he's got going on. You know, he also puts other people first in his life. I see it every day. So not only I want to thank Katie, I want to thank Noah for coming down here and for being an inspiration in my life. So.
Well, now that you've heard stories and you can understand from two different perspectives about mental health stories, how to get through it and stuff like that, please just know that you're never alone. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, where you are, whoever you are. You are not alone. I promise you, there's someone out there that's willing to listen. You just have to find them. And I promise you, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to find someone. It's not, you have to go over mountains and go over oceans to find someone. So with that said, I want to go into this week's song, which is more of a playlist than a song. I'm going to name some of them just in case you don't have Spotify, which I'm going to post it on Facebook about some of the songs, because music has been known to be a coping skill. I know it's my coping skill whenever I'm stressed, I'm upset. Real quick, I want to say this before I get into the songs, but please, please, be nice to everyone. You never know who is having mental health issues, who is struggling. Today at work, I had a customer who just didn't understand about what I was trying to say, and guarantee there's generation differences, but please understand that younger people and older people, we're different. We have different issues, and that it's okay to not be okay, like I said. And please keep in mind, when you're out shopping, when you're at a restaurant, to please be nice to everyone, because you never know who needs that just little bit of niceness to get through the day. You never know who needs it. So back to what I was originally saying about the songs, just a few to name off. This Is Me by The Greatest Showman is a really great one. I'm Still Standing, which everyone can probably get mad at me, but I'm saying from the Sing movie because, I don't know, something about the gorilla just playing that piano just really, really gets the inspiration going. Who Says by Selena Gomez is a really good one if you're having problems with yourself and understanding. Roar by Katy Perry and Firework by Katy Perry. Also, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, which has been on previous Motivation Monday episodes, but is still a good song to go listen to. Do y'all have any, like, coping skills? Like, any songs or anything?
You know, I read a lot of inspirational books and things. That's probably one of my biggest coping skills. You know, Noah and I was talking on the way down here, you know, the inspirational things is what really drives me, whether it be a movie, whether it be a book, you know, is to be inspired positively. So that's what I look for is you know, something positive, you know, whether it be a book or a movie or a person, right? There's my go-to people that I go to also when I get down to help inspire me, so.
Do you have anything, Noah?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of the same way, and I know that a lot of people, everybody's really guilty of this. When we get sad or we get something like that, sometimes we just want to stay sad. You know, sometimes we want to turn on a sad song. We want to turn on movie or whatever. But I'm with Les. Hey, turn on something that's going to motivate you. Turn on something that's going to change that mindset and say, hey, I want to change this right now. You know, whether it's reading a book, changing your music, whatever it is, hey, just try to make that change. Just push yourself a little bit and just see the difference that it makes.
So in the anonymous survey I did ask a question, how did you get through it? What are your coping skills? These are just some of the answers. Family, friends, and therapist. Still going through it, but managing day by day. I have my support system, my partner, my best friend. They've been by my side for years now, and I can't imagine where I'd be without them. Dancing and acting, it's like a whole different person who isn't really me. Prayer. My mom and music, which I personally always go to my mom about things. I'm a person that something's wrong, I'm calling my mom. She will make it right somehow, whether just making me laugh or just making me smile. And sometimes that's all you need. It's just someone to make you smile. A lot of people said prayers, Jesus and friends, music. There's a lot of different ways to cope. It's not just one thing. There's no right answer to cope. I mean, don't do drugs or alcohol or anything, but there is you know what I'm saying. But you find the way you want to do it. I was in marching band my high school year when I was going through a whole bunch of mental health issues. I had a very toxic relationship, and I was in color guard, and that was my let go. That's where I was myself. Shout out to Mr. Smith and Miss Bean for always giving an environment where it's okay to not be okay, but this is where you need to let your problems go and be you. Don't worry about what's going on in the outside life. Don't worry about what's going on at home. Come in and just be who you want to be. And if you are a teacher, a manager, whoever, please have that mindset, because sometimes that's just what people need. So, yeah, before I sign off, is there anything y'all want to say? By the way, guys, this is completely, like, just winging it. Y'all know me. I usually keep to a script, but I didn't today. I've kind of been all over the place. But that's perfectly fine.
So I got two things that I always, you know, when coaching people, you know, one is do everything you can not to react out of emotions, especially when it's going to be a negative emotion, because most of the time you're going to regret it. That's a very hard thing to do when you get into situations, but I promise you in the end your anxiety will be lower if you don't react out of emotions. And the other, you know, a quote I always use is that we are challenged every day and how we overcome them challenges is what makes us who we are. So,
do you have anything to add?
Yeah, and the only thing that I'll leave you with is my wife always tells me is don't make permanent decisions based off of temporary emotions, because it's going to be a lose-lose every time. You know, sit and think on it for a day. You know, if it's not – we have this thing where me and my wife, you know, if we have something that makes us mad or something that we're worried about, hey – don't, if there's a text that comes across, call or whatever, don't think about it for 24 hours. And then at the end of that 24 hours, see if you even remember why you were mad. See if it's still a big deal to you. So that's my thing I want to leave you with, is don't make permanent decisions based off temporary emotions.
Those were both really great things. I know I'm personally going to take them with me. I've known Les for about a year now. I haven't known Noah until, like, I've known him for an hour now. But, you know, I felt like I've really connected to both of them. I feel like we've all really connected, and I'm really thankful for it. So I guess with that said, we're going to sign off. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mental Health Monday. Thank you for staying for the whole podcast. I know it was a little bit longer, but it was really important. Thank you for willing to learn about other people's issues. It really is a heavy topic that I don't think we should take lightly and that we should all be aware of. I want to once again thank Les and Noah again for coming to Tuscaloosa and talking. I know they didn't have to and they could have just stayed home, but they didn't. They're here and they're talking about it, and I want to thank them for that. And I want y'all to know, please never, ever forget, you are not alone. I promise. If you don't have anyone that wants to talk, or if it's too late at night, my DMs are open. You can go to Motivation Monday on Instagram, Facebook, and you can talk to me. I'll talk to you. We'll get through it together. If you're on campus, on the University of Alabama campus, feel free to go to the counseling center. They are trained professionals there to help you and listen. Sometimes all you need is someone to listen to you. That's all it takes sometimes. And then if you're from my hometown, Coleman, Alabama, Les is working with The Link, is it? The Link. It's a nonprofit organization that helps with these sort of things. And then do you mind asking what church you're part of?
I'm at Livingston's Chapel in Crane Hill, Alabama, which is inside Coleman County.
So if you ever need someone like Noah, just go there. Ask for Noah. I'm sure he'd be willing to sit and talk with you. So I believe that's going to be it. We're all going to sign off together. This is my first Motivation Monday with more than one person besides Lakeland the other week. But, you know, this is a really big deal, really big milestone for Motivation Monday. And I really hope y'all take this episode with you. Thank you again for listening to the end. So I guess we're going to sign off. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Katie,
Les,
Noah,
signing off from Mental Health Monday. I hope you have a great week, a very motivated Monday, and I hope you are aware of things you weren't before. Hold on a minute, I forgot. I'm so sorry. I challenge you to be there for someone over the next week, forever, till the end of time. I challenge you to be there for someone until the end of time. If you're having a bad day, it's okay. It's going to be okay, I promise. Sorry, I forgot to challenge you. I always forget to challenge y'all. As I was saying, I hope you have a very great week, a very motivated Monday, and I hope you are aware of things you weren't before you started this episode. And please don't forget, you're never alone. I'll talk to y'all next week. This is Katie, signing off.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.